Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by to talk about prayer today. I just went to the library and had ordered a book of prayers, and it's about 500 or 600 or 700 pages, real thick. And at the beginning, it says a short book of prayers. Well, it's not really short. But see, the problem is, it's a book of prayers. It's like the, what would you call it? The daily office or breviary. It's like Bible verses and prayers and psalms for every day or every part of the day. Morning, noon, evening, going to bed, in the middle of the night, there's something there. And there's something for every day of the year. So, a lot. But you know what? It's a handsome little book. It has little ribbons in it, colored ribbons, and kind of a faux leather cover. So it's a handsome little book. But you know what? I glanced through it and put it aside. Because if I want to pray, then the very fact that I want to pray, the very fact that I'm thinking of God, and I'm lifting up my heart, that's the prayer right there.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is, what's blocking you? And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
You know, what was it that somebody said? Oh, I know, it was the guy who was the famous cartoonist for Family Circus. His name eludes me right now, but he's very well known. But anyway, he said something that I really like. He said, hugs were invented so you don't have to say anything. Something like that. Maybe I didn't get it quite right, but hugs were invented so you don't have to say anything. So, yeah, you don't have to say anything. A hug, that says it all, doesn't it? So if you want to pray to God and you become aware of Him and you want Him in your life, see, you want to pray. You want Him in your life. And there's a whole more bunch of want-tos. I'll list some of them. You want to do right by others. You want to learn to not get angry at people. You want to be a better mom, a better dad, a better son, a better daughter, a better person. You want to, but you don't know how to make yourself better, but you want to. So there's all these want-tos. These are noble want-tos. These are noble aspirations. These are holy aspirations. You see? But the basic one is you want God in your life. And there it is right there. So now that I have said that, let us now continue with the thought. So the next thing that obviously comes to your mind, hopefully in my mind, is what is it that blocks wanting God in my life? What is it that blocks wanting to know the truth? Wanting to be a right person, and so on and so forth. Well, there are various things that block that. And I will just say that no decent person, no honorable person, no loving person would want to block you from a closeness to God. They wouldn't want to block you from wanting to know God. You see what I mean? But it seems like there is something. There is something in people and even in ourselves. Something in you doesn't want you to want God in your life. It doesn't want you to want that. And so it will do whatever it can so that you don't want to. Well, one of the things that it does, this whatever it is, whatever the dark side is, whatever the dark side of the force is, that doesn't want you to be close to God. So this dark side in people and in yourself, somehow it gets in, and then it doesn't want you, it won't let you want to communicate with God. It won't let you want to be close to Him. See, it won't let you. It gets control of your ability to want to. So you can go for days, weeks, months, years, decades without really wanting to have God in your life. And everything else becomes more important. So obviously, going to school, graduating, getting a job, getting married, having recreation, doing things with your friends, and having some fun with your friends and all that. Those things are important. And it's not that we shouldn't want to do them or that we shouldn't do them. But the only thing is that somehow wanting God in your life is absent.
If you have a question or need advice, call our listener call-in line at 510-455-8851.
Ever so often, you have that sense, though, don't you? You sense that something is missing in your life, and you might even realize that it's Him. And then at that point, you think, well, what should I do? You know, should I say some prayers, or should I go to church? Should I read a good book? Should I read some Bible verses? What should I do? And maybe you do some of those things. And yeah, maybe they're nice, although you can get caught up with those. See, they can be a substitute. They can be a substitute for the real thing. Now, you don't want them to be a substitute. You don't want to not want to have God in your life. You don't want to not think of Him, you know, for hours, days, weeks, months, years, decades. But it happens. And time goes by. And one day you say, wow, where did all that time go? And what have I been doing? And what have I accomplished? You know, it's a time of soul searching. And you realize once again that you somehow aren't as close to God as you like. So maybe you listen to Christian radio. Maybe you go to church. Maybe you go on YouTube and watch some religious YouTube channels. Maybe you grab the Bible. And like I said, it comes to you from time to time. You want to. And maybe you're in a hotel. And tomorrow morning you're going to be at the business meeting. And you open up the drawer and there's a Bible there, although now they're taking them out, but you get lucky and there is a Bible there, and maybe you'd like to look in it, but somehow you don't. You don't want to enough. Somehow, you don't want to enough. So you don't. So I'm trying to make you aware of how subtle something is that keeps you or wants to keep you. See, now it wants to keep you from God, just like a mom who hates her husband and resents him might want to keep the child from dad. She doesn't want the child to like dad or to be with dad. You see? So it's kind of like a possessiveness or a jealousy. Now, if dad is a terrible person and, you know, some kind of a drug addict or something, well, I can understand that. You know, keep the child away from dad. But if dad is a decent guy, and most guys are decent, most fathers are not heinous criminals and drug addicts. And even the ones that are criminals, they came from a home that wasn't so good. And they had rotten parents and a rotten neighborhood and a rotten schools and rotten everything. And they got really, really angry, angry at their parents, angry at everything. And then they came under the influence of the wrong crowd, and then they did dumb things. And so the combination of their anger and doing dumb things, well, that combined to get them all messed up and make a big mistake, and then they ended up in jail or something. And so even some of those are actually decent people. They just made a couple of mistakes, and it didn't work out for them. So, but deep down in their heart, you know, if it wasn't for their anger, but a lot of them, see, they start to let go of the anger. As time goes by, they do some soul searching. They start to let go of the anger. They see that they weren't the dad they should have been. They weren't the mom they should have been. They weren't the husband they should have been. They see it. They regret it. And they would like to change. They really would. But things get in the way. And even though they now are a different person, they're not the same person anymore. But now their kid doesn't want to talk to him. The ex-wife, well, she's married somebody else. And like that, you see? Well, all right. But the basic point I was trying to make is that most dads are decent. They go to work, they come home, they watch football on TV, they work out in the yard, play a little golf, have some friends, you know, like that. Take the family on vacation once in a while. They're decent. But something has come between you and father. And whatever it is, it somehow, I don't know how to say it, but it interferes with your ability to get closer to him and him to you. So the same thing with God. Something is always interfering. Something is always interfering. So the secret in life is to learn how to watch for those little moments when you remember God, those little moments when you think of him, those little moments when you would like. See, there's maybe that's a better way of putting it. I said want to. You would like to be closer to him. You would like to know him. See? And watch for that, because when that moment comes, your soul has been granted a little bit of freedom. Maybe the dark side is not paying attention. And for a moment, you're free to want to would like to be closer to God, to remember him, to think of him, to lift up your heart or lift up your eyes and inquire of him. And you would like to know the truth and would like to know him, okay? So maybe the bad guy with the horns, you know, slipped and he wasn't paying attention, so you have a little moment of freedom. Or maybe God extended his hand and for a moment held back whatever it is that doesn't let you want to, that prevents you from where you would like to know God. And so therefore you have that little moment of freedom, so cherish it, cherish it.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Are you looking for something to help with stress? Is stress interfering with your prayer life? Are you interested in making a fresh start? You've come to the right place. Why not try Roland's free meditation? Give it a try today at sheddingshackles.com.
So maybe the bad guy with the horns, you know, slipped and he wasn't paying attention, so you have a little moment of freedom. Or maybe God extended his hand, and for a moment held back whatever it is that doesn't let you want to, that prevents you from where you would like to know God. And so therefore you have that little moment of freedom, so cherish it, cherish it. Want to know God when he comes to you. If it doesn't come to you, then just go about your life. Be as decent as you can. be fair with people, do your duty, don't resent people, you know, don't look for gratitude, just do your duty and go about your life calmly and don't judge everybody else and hate it. You don't know all the circumstances. You can't believe everything you hear. They say this person is no good and that, see, just let it all pass. Forget all of it. Just quietly do your duty and be as decent a person as you can. And don't try to make anything happen. Just go about your duty. And then if, by the grace of God, that moment comes to you where you want to be a little closer to God, that's the most beautiful thing. Cherish that moment. Cherish it. And maybe that's enough. See, God gives us time. Some of us are destined to find Him. And it sometimes takes a long time. We have to do all the things in life, and they captivate us, and we get all caught up in this and our work and people and this and that. Okay, but God has not forgotten you. And there's a little part of you that occasionally yearns for Him or would like to be a better person, would like to know Him, would like to get closer to God, would like to know the truth. It's just a little part of you. But that part of you is the part that God knows is there, and the day will come when He will start to draw you to Him. And that those little moments are like little tiny glimpses into the future. The future will be that you will know God, and He will redeem you. He already has redeemed you. He already did it through His Son. You've already been redeemed, and you've been forgiven. And now all you can do is yearn. And as you yearn with all your heart in those delicate moments, maybe that's enough. And then go out and be a decent person and wait for another one of those moments. And wait for God to make more of those moments. And more. So that not only do you want to know Him, but lo and behold, you will know Him.
You have to connect with heaven. The Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. You may in your lifetime have known someone who was otherworldly. It was like they were from a different dimension, had a peace, solidity, and calmness. It was a way of being. Often they're an older person. You can find it too by searching, by yearning with all your heart. Now you see that the wrong people have gotten into power, and you must look for something higher to trust. And you know, of course, that is God. You do that by becoming still. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
And then in the last program that I made, last week's program was excellent, I read a passage from Streams in the Desert by Letty Kaumann, a beautiful book. And in there, it says that we must mind the checks. In other words, pay attention to the checks, the little restraints. When you are about to say something and there's a little restraint, something is holding you back, or you're about to do something impulsively, but something holds you back. You're about to sign on the dotted line, but something holds you back. It's a delicate restraint, and it's from God. So, God inspires us. He makes things interesting. See, for example, all of a sudden, I'm interested in prayer. I put the radio on, and I hear John MacArthur talking about prayer. This morning, I turned on the radio to a totally different station, and the first thing I heard was Charles Stanley was talking about prayer. So what is this? Somehow God is making me, in some mysterious way, no interested in prayer. So I notice these little things that have to do with prayer. So that's part of the way he guides us. See? And then, by the same token, he delicately restrains us from going the wrong way, maybe at the wrong time. The wrong way or the wrong time or both. He restrains us. And so it's important to pay attention to those little interests that come along, as well as those little restraints. All right? So today I added another piece to the puzzle in today's program, where I talked about how God, in some mysterious way, sets us free. See? So that the true desire of our soul can be known. How can I say this? The person who is destined for God, who deep in their heart loves God, they would like to be a better person. They would like to know the truth. They would like to know God. But along the way, there's someone else who restrains. But the other restraint is not delicate. It's a pressure, it's a compulsion, it's a block. There's a dark side of the force. There's a devil, if you will, and also the devil operating through other people, or just people who are manipulative or looking out for themselves or selfish or want to get over on you. They block, see? Somehow they don't want you to be close to God. They're jealous. They want your love. They want your attention. They want your life. They want your money. They want something from you. And they don't want you to be free. Free to say, yes, I would like to know you, God. I would like to know the truth. I would like to be a better person. I don't know how to be one, but I would like to be one. They try to block that. But God finds a way to free you from that block. He finds a way to free you so that your soul is free to want to again. Maybe for a long time you haven't really wanted to. Somehow your want to has been controlled, blocked, is not free. God sets you free through his Son, Christ. You are set free to say yes to him. You are set free to want to know him and do what's right. Free. So that's a beautiful thing. So that's what I was talking about today, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I just want you to see how delicate these things are, but how important these little things are. So I'm talking about different aspects of how God works in your life, and I'm making the point that it's often very, very subtle. For example, I said that he restrains us. It's a delicate restraint. Something delicately holds you back when you're about to say the wrong thing or move in an untimely way. God inspires us. He gives us things to be interested in, noble things, good things, useful things. All of a sudden we're interested in. Why was I interested in radio when I was a little kid? Well, there was a reason for it. And like I said, today I'm suddenly interested in prayer. Why am I interested in prayer? It's all something that God, what is good for me, and he's somehow helping me to be interested in it. And then finally, today's program was devoted to another topic and an important aspect of God's operating in our life, and it's how he sets us free to want would like to. See? In other words, if there's somebody there and you've been resenting them and so on, but you would like to love them. You see, well, God can make that possible. You would like to be a better person. These noble aspirations, these good aspirations, these noble desires of the soul, God sets you free. See, the devil enslaves you, the devil blocks you. He takes away your want to, so you forget about God. You can't even want to. See, you can't even want to do the right thing. But God makes it possible for you to would like to and to want to. He sets you free. It's so beautiful, but it's subtle. It's almost difficult for me to talk about. I think I've repeated myself a little bit, but I'm trying to make a very important point for you to see. What was that wonderful line from the song? It says, God works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. Well, and then Adam Smith talked about the unseen hand of God. So there's a mystery to things, and a mighty hand is shaping things. And mostly, there's not much we do. We watch, we marvel, we wonder, and we see things unfold according to a mighty plan. But God also, in the most wonderful personal way, operates in your life. But you have to be sensitive to it. You have to sense these delicate things. Okay? I'm making you aware of that today. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.